Beautiful tune and a great arrangement. The music by Bobby Watson, titled Wheel Within a Wheel, and it was arranged by Bob Hammer for this recording by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. The solos included Nathaniel Paul Schleimer on alto sax, Bill Anthony on trombone, and Eric Verlende at the piano. Wheel Within a Wheel from the new recording by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, The Wheels Are Turning. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We'll be playing some recent releases by Northwest musicians coming up. We have some music with Jovino Santos Neto, and we also have the bass player Dan Dean with an unusual new recording called Songs Without Words, in which he takes on some classical music and vocalizes along with his electric bass. First, here is music from the new recording of Jovino Santos Neto with Andre Mehmare, both pianists, and in this case, Mehmare on piano, and later Jovino joins him playing melodica in a beautiful piece written by Ermeto Pasquale, who was a great influence and mentor for Jovino Santos Neto, and he played in Ermeto's band. This is a beautiful piece called Certezza, beginning with the pianist Andre Mehmare and Jovino Santos Neto on melodica. From an amazing new recording by bassist Dan Dean, who is also singing all the vocal parts on this new recording titled Songs Without Words. Dan Dean's voices and bass and the music of Bach, the air on a G string, the air from the Suite Number 3 in D major, BWV 1068. And also included in this recording, music of Rimsky-Korsakov, Vivaldi, a concerto for lute and orchestra, where he sings all the parts, Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain, Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze, and the Albinoni Adagio in G minor. Beautiful music throughout. Songs Without Words, Dan Dean's voice and bass and production. Just recently issued on Origin Classical label. Before that, we were listening to a beautiful composition by Ermeto Pascual titled Certezza, Certainty. And that was played by Jovino Santos Neto on melodica and Andre Memari on piano. And this is from a new recording by Jovino and Andre Memari titled Guris, music of Ermeto Pascual. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with music around the region and Seattle area music in particular. Coming up next, some music with Jay Thomas and Gary Smullyan together, and we'll hear a tune from Wes Montgomery and the Wynton Kelly Trio playing at the Penthouse. Here is Jay Thomas, who's heard here on flugelhorn and tenor saxophone, with Gary Smullyan on baritone sax, and John Hansen at the piano, Adam Kessler on drums, and Michael Glenn on bass. Star Eyes. recorded in 1966 in Seattle. That was the Wynton Kelly Trio with Wes Montgomery on guitar in the West Coast Blues. Wynton Kelly at the piano, Ron McClure on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums from some live broadcasts we were producing in the 60s, which were broadcast here in Seattle from the Penthouse Club, located down at First and Cherry in Seattle. This music has been reissued on the Resonance record label in an album called Smokin' in Seattle, Wes Montgomery and the Wynton Kelly Trio. Jay Thomas heard on flugelhorn and tenor sax in the preceding piece with Gary Smullyan on baritone sax. We heard them doing a unique minor tone arrangement of Star Eyes, Gene DePaul, Don Ray song. That's from the album Lowdown Hoedown, Jay Thomas and Gary Smullyan. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way Sunday afternoons here on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with live jazz around the Northwest. Speaking of some live jazz, the Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 4 at Tula's, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra plays there tonight at 7:30. Guitarist Andre Ferriante is playing with Overton Berry's group at the Triple Door tonight. Brian Nova Jam will be going on in the Music Aquarium at the Triple Door at the same time. The 200 Trio plays at Angry Beaver on Greenwood tonight, and Nearly Dan is in its final night at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Monday night, Rochelle House will be at the Royal Room. Choro Loco will perform at the Music Aquarium at the Triple Door on Tuesday, when there's also the Owl Jam and the Emerald City Jazz Orchestra playing at Tula's. The North Sound Big Band plays at Tula's on Wednesday night. Thursday, there's Adam Kessler and Phil Sparks at Barca, as usual. They've been playing there for over 10 years. And this Thursday will be kind of a special edition with a showcase of the Sanctuary Arts Center, in which they've partnered for a CD with some of the various artists who've joined Adam Kessler and Phil Sparks over the years. And this Thursday night, Nathan Breedlove, the trumpet player, and Bernie Jacobs, flute, alto sax, and vocals, will be performing with Adam Kessler and Phil Sparks at Barca on Capitol Hill in Seattle. Friday night, Thomas Marriott Quartet with Marina Albero will be at Tula's. Susan Pascal's quartet plays there on Saturday night next week. Lots of good music coming up, various locales around the Seattle area. The KNKX calendar has more information and a very complete calendar also available at earshot.org. Here's a tune from the Nearly Dan group playing this weekend at Demetrio's Jazz Alley through tonight. This is from a session which produced the album Alive in the U.S. However, it was not included in the original album, but we have a copy of it which has been provided us by Jack Klitzman, who leads the band. And it's a nice version of the tune Maxine. This is Nearly Dan. Thank you. That's the Trumpet Summit Revisited, Return of the East-West Trumpet Summit with Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott, the two trumpet players. Ray Vega was the first soloist. He was heard on the right. Thomas Marriott was heard on the trumpet on the left. George Colligan played the Hammond B3 organ, and Matt Jorgensen was on drums. Before that, we were listening to Jack Klitzman and Nearly Dan performing the music of Steely Dan. That was Maxine. And Nearly Dan band has been playing the last several nights at Mitrio's Jazz Alley. Tonight is their last night on stage at Jazz Alley. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every weekend at this time here on Sunday afternoon. Jim Wilkie with you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the Jazz Northwest scene. Here's music of Ross Taggart, great BC tenor saxophonist who passed all too young. His music is played here by the Jill Townsend Big Band out of Vancouver. This is from an album called Legacy, The Music of Ross Taggart. This tune features baritone saxophonist Chad McKayla in a sort of boogaloo-flavored arrangement here by Jill Townsend of a tune by Ross Taggart called Don't Call Before 10. We'll be right back. The trumpet player Jared Hall, who has been making frequent appearances on the local scene. He just played at Tula's last Thursday night with his quintet, playing music from this new album of Jared Hall's titled Hallways. And that tune, apparently based on Just Friends, titled Love, Laugh, and Cry. Jared Hall on trumpet with Troy Roberts on tenor sax, Tal Cohen piano, Josh Allen bass, and Kyle Swan on drums. Before that, music of Ross Taggart, a tune called Don't Call Before 10, by Ross Taggart, as arranged by Jill Townsend and Bill Kuhn. The baritone saxophone soloist was Chad McKayla. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening today. Hope you enjoyed our music here. We'll be back again next Sunday at this same time with more Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.